Bloods is a paramedic show set in Southeast London. I play a character called Malik, who is a South London native, and he is joined by Wendy, played by the lovely Jane Horrocks. And it's an unlikely partnership because Malik doesn't want to work with anyone since losing his partner. He kind of sees himself as a lone wolf and feels as though Wendy, coming from Nottingham, just can't hang and won't be able to handle life as a South London paramedic. So we kind of see their journey and their relationship grow as the series goes along, amongst an array of other exciting actors and characters, all on their own journey. And we have different partnerships and stuff with Adrian Scarborough and Asya Shah's character, as well as Lucy Punch and Kevin Gary and Sam Campbell. So it's like a melting pot of characters in this London ambulance service.
I can't wait to see the new season. Jane, tell us, what can we expect from series two?
Oh, well, we've got a new recruit who's a mental health
Yeah.
counsellor, Catherine Kelly. She's playing that role. The character's called George. And so that sort of causes quite a lot of hilarity and conflict, and particularly between Joe, Lucy Punch's character, and George, who have very different views on mental health. I think Malik and Wendy have their own challenge that they've got to deal with. On the whole, they're in a really great place together, but then something kind of crops up that makes them have to really sort of reevaluate their relationship. And Karishma and Gary have a sort of relationship with a young girl who's suffering from cancer, and that's a very, very touching storyline. And the two Darryls,
Yeah,
they're kind of
the
they're
Daryls.
the Darryls, basically. They just carry on in the same way. They're completely loving of each other. And also Wendy's son appears as well, so he's kind of knocking about for quite a bit of the first half of the series.
So lots to look forward to. Now, in the first series, there was let's call it a lot of oversharing of information. But I guess that in real life, you do spend a lot of time with your colleagues, and that can sometimes happen. So, what would you say is the most annoying thing about each other's character?
Go on.
I would say,
There's nothing annoying about me. What are you talking about?
of course, except the way she's talking about bees. Dane loves her bees, mate. And every day on set, I'll get a story about a fact about bees. But the most annoying thing about Wendy, I think she's too positive for Malik. She's too happy for Malik. He doesn't believe that someone should be this positive and this light-hearted, which is so sad.
Wendy's, well, she's not annoyed by Malik, actually. She's very understanding of him. He has his little quirks, but she doesn't ever allow anything to really annoy her. But she does stand up for herself. So it's kind of like it's over and done with very quickly with Wendy. She sort of deals with the situation and then it's over with. She doesn't kind of hold grudges or hold on to things. And I think in the second series, where they do have this little conflict between the two of them, that's very painful for Wendy because, she values Malik's company and values him so much as a person and her partner that it's actually very, very traumatic for Wendy to, have to deal with this.
So you're clearly tackling a lot of subjects in this series. Now we're going to be showing Bloods on BFBS TV, but what do you both love about the show so much that you came back for a second series?
For me, I kind of just love the reaction to the show. When we were making this show, it was right in the height of the pandemic. And I think one of the things that allowed us to feel good about working during this period was that we was able to bring a bit of light and a bit of humor to an otherwise bleak day to day. So I really love the fact that, we were able to bring joy to some people's homes, as well as the fact that, the ambulance service send me messages of how much they love the show, and that in itself is enough for me to do as many seasons as possible, really. To get their seal of approval was a lovely experience, a very warm feeling. So ready to do more.
Yeah, I mean, it's same, you know, I just had such a great time working on the first series. I think because it was sort of at the end of the first lockdown, and I think we all felt so blessed to be actually in work and to be doing something and be allowed to do something. We're all in a really kind of happy, non-moaning place where it was just... it was just a joy. You know, we all get on so well. We kind of, you know, at lunchtimes, we don't sort of sit in our own rooms. We all kind of gather together and we're very communal. We really gel as a company of people. It does feel like a proper good ensemble. And we play table tennis and, we just have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear. It's very exciting. Can't wait to see the new series. Have you got a message for the troops?
Thank you so much for everything that you do. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for showing so much love whilst doing it. We appreciate you, and I'd love to take you for a drink.
Yes, ditto, hear, hear.